Storytelling time is on the air. Would you like to hear some good news for a change? Join Dr. William Porter as he tells stories about extraordinary experiences that people sometimes have in their lives. And now, Dr. William Porter.
Good morning. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Let's get right into today's show. The title of today's program is The Betrayal. Right after the wedding, John and Maggie had their honeymoon in Santa Monica, California. Maggie thought that John's behavior was strange sometimes on their trip. There were times when he would talk to his friends that lived in the city more than he would talk to her. She thought that he would have selected a place for their special week right after being married where they would be alone. But no. He selected some place where he had friends. On one occasion during their one-week honeymoon adventure, John actually left Maggie in the hotel room to visit one of his friends for an entire evening, leaving her alone and frustrated with only the TV to keep her company. Can you imagine that? Maggie and John ultimately returned to Detroit, and the months that followed, they experienced their new role as husband and wife. One weekend, Maggie saw an opportunity to get away, as John would be away the whole time on a business trip. So she gathered up a few of her belongings, and before long, she was on her way to Flint to see her mother. Finally, Maggie was at her childhood home with her mother. She went directly to her room where she stayed a lot meditating about different things while in high school. After spending some time on Saturday doing the things they used to do when she was at home on a permanent basis, they had planned to attend church the next day. So when Sunday morning came, Maggie and Mincy went the short distance to Mark Methodist for worship. As Maggie entered the sanctuary with her mother, she immediately remembered what she was missing by not attending her home church now that she was married and having a home away from Flint in Detroit. Just after they were guided to their seats by the usher, the senior choir began to sing a processional hymn, followed by one of the old Negro spirituals that Maggie remembered the choir singing when she was growing up. It was a song of inspiration that may be comprehended the most by those oppressed in one way or another because it was an expression of their life situation, or a better way of putting it, their frustration, in hopes of one day doing better.
Oh,
Maggie sat there quietly, on the pew, just nodding her head. Yes, she'd been buked and scorned, she thought, by her own husband. No, she wouldn't forget about her faith, no matter what. At the song's completion, in a strange way, it presented Maggie with a new hope. Deep down in her spirit, she received the blessing of this song because it addressed her emotions at the time. One of sadness because of her experience back home with her husband, John. Yes, Maggie had hope because she sincerely believed in the scripture that says we are saved by hope, the hope of a better day. She only had to believe what she was hoping for, an improved marriage with her husband. In Maggie's faith, this hope is expressed in a formal worship service as Holy Communion, which is traditionally administered on the first Sunday of each month at Mark Methodist. Fortunately, the day of Maggie's visit was on the first Sunday, and she had the opportunity to participate in this sacrament. But in addition to that, it was another opportunity for her to hear one of those old hymns that she remembered while growing up in this church. As everyone marched around the altar, the choir gave a rendition of a song expressing the importance of this ceremony.
My face to the rising.
Yes, Maggie sought mercy regarding her family life in hope that things would get better in her relationship with John. Before Maggie left church that day with her mother, Mincy, a visiting choir from the local technical school rendered a song that was equally inspirational to her, given her personal life at the time. We'll hear about that song after a break. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Yes, Maggie understood that Jesus still loved her, despite her problems. She felt his presence all around her, and she knew that he was all she really needed. And because of that, she was so happy, because she felt Jesus had brought her through. Maggie spent a little more time with her mother later that afternoon before heading back to Detroit. What happened next in Maggie's life might be considered astonishing given her rather distant relationship with husband John. One day, John surprised her by coming home for lunch. As he walked in the door, he said to Maggie, "I've been doing some research on a trip Dad wants me to take. Yeah, he wants me to represent him as a delegate at the church's annual convention in Hawaii. Do you want to go?" he asked her. After thinking about it for a second or two, Maggie replied, "Yes, that would be great." Her brief hesitation was only because she knew Fred was there, and she wondered how she would react being so close to him again. She still had strong feelings for him. Our special story scripture today comes from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. This verse of scripture reads, "Anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad." The word that made Maggie glad that she was finding confidence in herself, was when she returned to Mark Methodist with her mother and renewed her spirit with what she was accustomed to in a worship service while growing up in this church. At the time, she relished the solemn reverence to God that was expressed in the old-fashioned hymns that she heard. It addressed the sadness that she had at the time. But despite her troubles, that is, her feelings of neglect by her husband, Maggie was determined to survive. No, she was determined not just to survive, but to thrive amidst her circumstances, which were not too good at the time, with John being so distant from her mentally. She now realized that her situation called for desperate measures. But make no mistake, the spiritual aspect of Methodism, a tradition of conservatism that was the focus of a typical Mark Methodist morning worship service, was real and very inspiring to Maggie. But she knew that she had to be defiant in confronting her husband. She was determined to get him back on the right track. She felt a need to transform her sadness into bravery to get her marriage back to where it was when John asked her to marry him. Yes, in the midst of her current circumstance, she would survive, she felt. In fact, she saw signs of her marriage turning around when John asked her to go with him to Hawaii. So yes, make no mistake, she still loved him, and she would keep her husband. But Maggie was confident now. She began to hold her head up high, more confident than ever that she would survive. Our virtual song of the week is coming next. Well, we'll see you the next time. And remember, there's always more good things coming your way.
How you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how.